Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
An Erio's original.
Okay, we should do our Ask Camilla.
Hi. If you could just open up that podcast app and do both of these things. Number one, subscribe. Mm-hmm. Number two, rate us 5 stars. Both these things are important. They're good for us. They're good for you because we can keep doing the pod. And you'll feel great about it. And we'll feel great about it. And everyone should feel great.
Yes.
So just subscribe and give us 5 stars.
The world is burning. And the least you can do is support women of color.
Absolutely.
This is more of a demand.
Yes.
Ask.
Yes.
It's a demand. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Welcome to Foxy Browns. I'm Priyanka.
I'm Camilla, and this is a podcast that navigates beauty and wellness from all perspectives as women of color.
Now, something that we really want to talk about and something that you talk about a lot in your book is how you developed your sense of personal style. I love that picture of your dad in like the butter, like the yellow suit from head to toe, the description of your mother in like monochrome, like clearly style and like how you present is something that is very important to your parents is what I can.
It's more my mom.
Oh,
my
really?
Dad is like every, you know, if they're going to church and stuff like that, he'll get dressed. But yeah, it's more my mother.
But your mother was always like a very stylish person.
Yeah.
And do you feel like when you were growing up, were you like, I want to be just like that? Or did you run the other way?
No, I didn't care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My mother was the one that was always like, you gonna wear that outside? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
And my mother, you know, I remember when we called them bubblegum leggings, but they were like corduroy, but they were leggings.
Oh,
but they were like wide corduroy. We called them bubblegum leggings,
yeah.
And my mother would wear them. And they were like tight.
I remember. Okay. Yes, I remember this.
And my mother has a butt, and I was like, where are you wearing? She's like, just because you don't know style. I didn't care. Like, When I started taking pictures, people were taking my pictures.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, my first pictures, I'm going to find.
Oh my gosh.
I saw your beautiful headshot in the book, which we will have to post. The first headshot. That was astounding. I was like, here is a woman with a rich intellect. Here is a woman
with a big round
whose internal
face.
Life is so wealthy.
I didn't really care. I mean, you always want to look good, but I was. I thought my face was clear and cleaned.
Yeah,
I put on some lip gloss, maybe eyeliner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now I know, why do you have eyeliner if you don't have lashes?
Yeah.
Like, to me, I'm like, it's about those lashes.
Yeah.
I need the lashes.
Right.
Now. Yeah, but no. Before, I was like, I don't care. Like, I literally did not learn how to do my makeup until I was on Parks and I had to do this play. And I was like, teach me your ways. I would just watch, you know, what they were doing. And every time someone would start doing my makeup, like, your skin is so great. Your skin is so great. And I'm like, yeah, I thought that was good enough.
Yeah.
But apparently not. You got to cover it up.
What?
You
got to
cover it
up.
That's true.
Who knew?
It's just a flat canvas for the rest of the stuff is what it is.
Exactly. That was when I started. And then I was more of a tomboyish. I was also hiding my body. I would wear big shirts and just cover everything, but as long as it's a pretty color, I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting good service in here. Otherwise, I would show you that first carpet was.
Oh my gosh!
You know, I bet.
It's what I used to wear to all my shows when I did stand up.
Oh, I see.
Bye.
And I was like, oh, I look good.
People love this.
Yeah.
Drunk people at a stand-up venue are super into this
outfit. Yeah, comedy clubs are, you know, well known for their centers of style and well put together people.
No, absolutely. So then, I mean, because your Instagram account is lovely and it is so, it's, first of all, every outfit is on point.
Out of control.
And then you, I mean, do you have a stylist or do you pick out most of the stuff yourself? Like, how does
it work? I pick out the stuff myself.
You do.
But I have, so I went to the Emmys probably 5 years ago, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years ago. And it was the first time, that's not true. It was the second time that someone was making something specifically for me. Mm-hmm. But I got to be in the design process. Like, she sent me a bunch of sketches. Great. And mm-hmm. I was like, this one, but can we do this and this? And I wanted to have this and blah, blah, blah. And she did everything that I wanted.
That's so exciting. Okay, Who was the designer?
Jamie Elise. Okay.
Jamie Elise.
Great. Yeah.
Hold up. Sorry. Just to hit pause. I was a nerd. And I still barely know how to dress myself. So when did this happen? When did all of a sudden, like, you're like, I'm hiding my body, I'm wearing this, and then how, like, where did the eye come from?
That's what I want to know. I suspect it's from my mother. I mean, because she's think it was just very, always in there. Yeah. Mm. Yes. And I am, like, I like aesthetics. I like color coordination. I like organization. I know exactly how I want things to look.
Yes.
I very much know exactly what I want it to see.
Got it.
And then I work towards that. And then I know when I see different things, if I go through a magazine and I'm like, ooh, that's a look. Like, I like a certain look, but I like a bunch of different looks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was never, I tried to get into it, but I was never into the high-low thing. I just didn't like it, unless it was like a dress you're just going to wear over a bathing suit. I didn't like high-low. That was not my aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain things I love. I love clean. Like, I love a, not preppy, but a plaid pant with a turtleneck and a blazer.
Yeah.
Now, I can't wear that all the time, but I like that look.
Yeah.
So, because I travel, like, to New York for press. I'm like, winter, oh, I can wear a plaid pant with a blazer and a turtleneck. Like, I know that's a look that I want to, for people to see on me.
Right.
Exactly.
And then I just wait for the opportunity to get into it. But I get my looks, essentially, I have my other Instagram account, I follow a lot of bloggers, and I just go through and I look through and I see looks and I flag them and I send them to Jamie because she tries to make a version. You know, I'll be like, oh, can we do this? But can it be longer or not be as deep cut? Or can we do it with a mock turtleneck or whatever it is?
Yeah.
My favorite aesthetic is an embellished sleeve.
So
I love different types of sleeves.
We don't do enough embellished sleeves. We don't.
I love it. And if you look on my page, you'll see pretty much because it's hard to do a lot of things. I can't do cutouts. Yeah. I can. I don't.
Yeah. Right.
But I can't do cutouts and I can't do low backs. Yeah. I have to wear a bra.
Right.
Yeah. So there are certain things that I like the look of that I can't pull off. So the one thing I know I can do, do shoulders and I can go nuts on the arms. So depending on what we find.
Who are bloggers that you really like following?
There's Up Close and Stylish, and whoever she is, because you don't know who she is, she's rich as hell.
Okay.
So all her stuff is very high end, but it's all very put together. Good. She looks neat and done and perfect in the bag and, you know, all of it. So I just like her aesthetic in that it's always clean. It doesn't matter if it's jeans or if she's wearing couture, it's always clean. Good. So I like her look a lot. There's a girl called Camilla Coelho. I think that's how you say her name. She's Italian.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't even know. She speaks Portuguese. I'm not sure.
Brazilian.
She speaks Portuguese.
Okay.
I honestly don't know. She just moved to LA recently.
Oh, awesome.
She's moving to LA.
Like,
but she speaks English, but a lot of stuff, she writes in both. So she has a very sophisticated, she does a lot of different looks. She and there's a girl named who on there called I Am Beauty Curve. I can't remember her name. And I like the way she puts things together. I also I like the way her aesthetic in her home. And I was like, oh, we kind of have the same vibe.
Yes,
I follow a lot of people who do just their home design.
Like, I can tell by your outfit right now that I would walk in your house.
And it would be. I was going to ask you how your house. I was like, I know your
skirt. Yeah.
I got to show you my closet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But here's
the
thing. So I just posted the skirt on my other site, which is incredible, you know, as opposed to unforgettable.
Okay. Got it. Following.
And This is from Ashley Stewart. Mm-hmm. It's one of those places. It's a very nice price point. Mm-hmm. I don't like everything there because there's a lot of stuff that's like with the cutouts and all that.
It's very sexy.
Yeah. But then there's a lot of things that you can find. I love her maxi skirts. And they're like, I get them for like $30, $20.
That's fantastic.
That's what I'm saying. And this is an old t-shirt that I can't believe I still have. That's the thing. Like, I like to find stuff that if I mix it, I put a Louis bag on it, and you think I'm all dressed up, I'd be like, if you only saw the tears underneath, or if you only, you know.
Honestly, my favorite thing, doing an expensive handbag with an actual outfit that cost me $20.
Right. Yeah. Always. Like, nothing makes me happy.
Actually, Jenny's always said that. She's like, I would rather do the Zara dress and the Manolo shoes.
Yeah.
Like, always. The accessories are what you spend the money on. They last forever.
I wish I could fit Zara. Like, I love Zara. Yeah.
It's a wonderful idea, but that's the thing. You talk about that in your book a little bit. You're like, these are the places I can shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this stuff's too expensive. This stuff's too. So it seems like there are definitely more stores and more lines like opening up what they're making. But it's, you know, I mean, let's talk about you keep mentioning the cutouts. It's like every year there's some kind of trend that, I mean,
enough with the shoulders. I mean, I love I love to show my shoulders, and I'm like, I can't get any more. The cold shoulder is my nightmare.
Why is it not gone yet?
I don't understand.
First of all, let's talk about beauty trends, or sorry, fashion trends that are like just not, they're all catered toward the same skinny white lady. Always, right? These like peasant like Amish dresses. What are those things? Who do they look good on? They look good on like Heim, whatever. Yeah. They're great, but like, come on.
There's also, oh my gosh, there is this craze in the UK at the moment. It hasn't kind of made itself its way over here, thank God, right now. But there is this 40 quid Zara dress. It's like a white dress with polka dots on it, and it is called the dress, and it is apparently, you know, it's kind of, you know, everyone started buying this dress, and you know, under this lie that it looks good on everyone. It does not. It absolutely
the magazines
does
are saying
not.
They look great on everybody. It's everybody
utterly shapeless. It's really floppy, and like, and oddly, I bought this dress by accident. I was on my way to something and was late, didn't have time to go home, like ran into Zara because I was just like passing through Glendale, and it was like the only thing that I could just like find and throw on and wore, and I was like, I regret this immediately. But this is terrible.
That's a black and white dress, and let me tell you, anyone who has melanin in their skin knows that like that shit doesn't look good on us. Like, I'm sorry, I need color. Like, I need, you know, if I want to,
I love white.
I don't know, white looks amazing.
I love white.
Yes, white, yes. But like, oh my God, do you remember when there was like a safari period a couple years ago where like, I don't remember what the spread was, but I opened it up and I was like, first of all, racist. Second of all, beige? I look naked if I wear beige.
Right, but it's also, it depends on your skin too. Yes. Like people always say to me, you can wear any color. You can wear any color. I'm like, yeah, because I usually don't get, like, I don't get a bounce. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get, sometimes on with white, sometimes I'll get a bounce, but it doesn't bounce in a way that it makes me look whiter than I am.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm not white.
Yeah. Right.
So it's okay. And some people, they're like, oh my God, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm black. I'm sorry. Yeah,
exactly.
I'm very dark and I can wear that. I also can't get a lot of tattoos because you couldn't see it because the ink didn't show. So there's the difference between me and
you're
you.
You're like, exactly. Let me tell you about some cons.
Yeah. Honestly, being able to wear every single color as a black or brown person is reparations.
Yeah.
That's how I feel
it's
about
a,
that.
It's a start. It's a start. No, absolutely. So I guess one of the questions that I had was like, we're talking about like people jumping off this cliff like lemmings after this stupid dress. Mm-hmm. But Retta, what are your like few words of advice on like developing a distinct look without being too swayed by like, well, this is what's in now, or this is what's like, do you have like, do you remember who was that woman, Nina Garcia had that, remember, do you remember The 100? And it was like, here are the pieces you need to have in your closet. It was like a very popular book, and it was really helpful for me as I was like starting to build a wardrobe more than just jeans. I just wear jeans and a t-shirt all the time. I know, but so what are your, like, if you were a personal stylist, what would be like your three headlines of like, here's what you need to do?
I don't know, I think it would depend on the shape of the person. Because for me, I, you know, I like a high waist because I accentuate the boobs and then I cover the barrel of the stomach. I love an A-line that also helps with the same thing. And I just started, you know, wearing stuff that actually should, like I said, I used to wear things that
would drown.
And I love a maxi.
And I think you can be specific about your shape, by the way, because I think probably a lot of women listening are like, what about, like, well, tell me more.
But I never would have done that. And I remember I was in Maryland visiting a friend, and I was still not, I didn't have my sense of style specifically yet. I hadn't chosen, I was whatever was available, and I only shopped at Lane Bryant and sometimes would go into Torrid and tried to go to Avenue. And like those places, they're not, they are like Lane for me was like the nice clothing. For me at the time, I didn't know any better. And I realized that I was just wearing clothes to look, to not look a mess. Not necessarily to look good or sexy or hot or whatever.
And there's a real problem with plus size clothing in that the aesthetic is absolutely
the fabric alone
is disgusting.
Kill me.
So, and it's like, I'm sorry, do you not deserve nice fabrics? Cashmere, does that
at a decent price point?
Yeah. But then also that the aesthetic has, until very recently, and some smaller brands have actually started being a lot more inventive with cuts, that the aesthetic was basically just, this is to just make you look as invisible as possible. Yeah. Just like, just to not draw focus to your body. Like, we don't want to look at that. So we're just, and like, so lots of like non-form fitting clothes and like lots of like smocks and things that again, like don't help create shape or like accentuate parts like bust or hips or weight. Like, and that's ridiculous.
Well, it's like you were just saying you love the idea. Zara does a great print. They do a lot of color. They have a lot of fun with what they sell. But it is shocking to me, I guess, that they don't have more inclusive sizing. Like, there are so many of those companies where you go, if only...
And for me, it seems very odd as well, just for a company, just like, why are you leaving all this money on the table?
That's crazy.
I don't understand it. And part of it is because it's been pushed in a way that you do hide yourself. So I feel like I never looked for nice clothes. Like that's not true. I shopped with my mother. School shopping with my mother. My mother was looking for nice clothes. My mother would take me, but I was also not plus size when I was younger. I was big, but I wasn't plus. I wasn't... You know, I didn't have the gut that I have. I certainly didn't have the boobs that I have. But when I shopped with my mother was looking for cute stuff. So she made sure I looked cute. When I was shopping for myself, I wasn't looked at as someone to look at. You know what I mean? Wasn't pressed to please anyone else's eye. And so I knew I just need to get good grades so I can get in medical school. So I just need to get to class. So I dressed to get out of bed and get on a bus and go take notes because I gotta be a doctor one day. That's how I dressed. Just put it on, get the fuck out. And then you go, then you have to go to a wedding. Or, you know, you have to go to a thing and you're like, then you're like, panic. Because I have not put time into where I can find stuff because... you don't realize how hard that is as a plus person. There aren't a lot of places, and God bless the internet, because if it weren't for the internet, I wouldn't have started finding things. So I was in Maryland with a friend, and she was like, "Just come with me to Dress Barn." I was like, "Girl, I ain't trying to." She's like, "Just come with me to Dress Barn." Dress Barn.
That is
the name of the location.
No, you're bonkers. Right.
This is a barn full of dresses. Come on in. Let's see if you can get pretty in here. In a barn. Right?
And is the aesthetic of the stall like barn-like? No, or not,
it's
like,
not. It's like a whatever. But they're like we pile the shit in here. It's like a bunch of hay.
Come and
get this dress.
Just sift through.
But we found, like, she was like, just try this. Because here's the thing. I had lost weight, but in my head, I hadn't. I didn't think of it. And so she was like, try this. And I put on all these different things. And I found that I liked a swing dress. And that was my swing dress phase. I was got the boobs. And then it was like,
out.
And then I started exploring after that. Started looking for other places. Because Dress Barn doesn't have a lot of options. You know what I mean? For what I was doing then, it was great. But I ended up like just looking online, and then I ended up finding, like, thank God, the first time I was going to the Emmys, I panicked. I'm like, How am I going to, what am I going to wear to the Emmys? Panic. I was like, no one's going to make me clothes. No one's going to make this big bitch a dress to wear on a carpet. I didn't have a publicist at the time. And so I was so scared. So I'm online searching. And I find this site that has these beautiful dresses. At the time, to me, were beautiful because I hadn't seen anything in my size. And they make them in my size. You just have to order it and like pray it comes on time, blah, blah, blah. Something made me look up the reviews. And they were like, don't order anything that says it's coming from China. Because the 3X in
is
China there,
is a
10
in the
States. Luckily, so then I was sick to my stomach. So I was like, what am I going to do? And I said, you know, I talked to my manager and he hooked me up with, he made NBC like give me a budget and they had a stylist who hooked up with a fashion, what's that thing on Melrose?
Oh, the fashion historian, like the
what is that place over there?
And they have
the archive. The
No. It's the they have furniture over there, but they also have
Beverly Design PDC? Center.
Design
yeah,
Center.
Yeah, yeah, the Pacific Design Center.
And there was a woman that worked there that had a couple of clients and she had the clothes there.
Okay,
so I never met the guy. I went through, I said, I like this dress, this color. Can I get a train? Can we do this? Can we do that? Never met the guy. He was, I don't know if he was in Dubai. he sent this dress and it was like super, super big. So we went to the tailor and she fit it to me. And I was like, the silk dress that I was like, like the panic that I've had for like how all you want to do as an actor is get invited to the big show and then to be like, I don't know if I can go because I don't know what I'm gonna be able to wear. And then to have this dress, it was like such a relief. It was so beautiful. I was so happy. I made it onto it was the show Fashion Police, Best Dressed in the Emmys.
You
like, it was such a
big
deal. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Oh my God.
And that's when I was like, I am a fashion girl. I am a fashion girl. It doesn't matter how big I am.
I love this.
And so it was a relief. One, I felt good. So I didn't even care. But then when someone like texted
me. When the bitchiest people in fashion say you look
amazing.
Joan
Rivers was like, this is how you do a red carpet. Like, I died.
Oh my gosh. I got goosebumps. Look at literally.
I died. And that's when I was like, you know what? You can look good. And so that's what, you know, I was more conscious of how I looked and what I liked and what I wanted on me. And then, you know, I hooked up with Jamie when I went to the Emmys, like 4 years ago, where she let me help design. And I mean, it was a dream. It was my favorite dress, the dream dress. And now then one day I was like, I had doing something and they gave me a budget for a stylist, which isn't a whole lot, especially if you're LA stylist. But I said, let's just give it to Jamie and maybe she'll make me something. And so now Jamie makes all my stuff.
That's
so
incredible.
I have a place where I have somebody making my
That's
clothes.
Incredible.
And so it's kind of changed it for me because now I can wear what I want.
Yeah,
I
exactly
can
what you
look
want.
Look through a magazine and be like, I want this.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
mean, magic.
That's why you're killing it. Yeah. Every picture is like, excuse me, because you get to decide what you're going to. You're a drafter.
And I still online shop and
yes. Can you please? Would you mind telling us what your favorite sort of like easy online resources are? Because you know there will be a lot of women listening who don't necessarily have access to Jamie, but it'd be great just to know. I mean, like the resources for your skirt, like that kind of thing. Where do you go?
I still look on Lane Bryant every once in a while. I'll find stuff. Ashley Stewart is where the skirt is from. Even Avenue. It seems more fuddy-duddy, but you can get your basics for cheap.
These are
cheap.
Staples. Yeah.
Things are cheap. Eloquy. It's
a
higher price point. And you can, and when they have sales, you can really make a killing.
Okay. Our friends over at the She's All Fat podcast love Eloquy.
I feel like Eloquy has taken over for where the go-to now. It used to be Lane Bryant, for me at least.
Yeah.
And now Eloquy, because Eloquy now does it gives you shape. It gives you different shapes and different styles. I don't love everything. Yeah. I don't necessarily love all the materials. Yeah. Like I have a love-hate relationship with neoprene, which is their scuba. Oh, and I'm like, this is too hot.
Yes. Oh, that's nuts. Who can wear that?
Yeah.
Well, now they don't, maybe not this season. Last season, it was all the, or 2 years ago, at every dress because, and I like a structured dress.
Yeah.
And it's easy to make it very structured with the neoprene. Calvin Klein was doing it too. Calvin Klein has good plus sizes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. It was quite surprising for
considering everything Calvin else Klein, is made for people with no boobs.
Yeah.
Calvin does a, he does shape well, so at least for me, at least.
Right.
He does the dresses look good on. Mm-hmm. If that's what you like. I don't do sleeveless. He does a lot of sleeveless, but I think he does a really good job. And but then there's like different price points. I mean, if you're trying to go high end, Tadashi Shoji.
Oh, right? yes.
He does some gowns that are plus size. Mm-hmm. Gosh, where else do I shop? Oh, ASOS.
ASOS is a very big.
We love ASOS.
ASOS is fantastic.
And to me, I'm like, what is this sizing? But you can find some really great gems.
And I like,
it's better for, it's not as great for plus size.
Totally.
But
the luxury of being able to have that free returns as well. So you just have it in your house. You can just try it on everything. And try it on your house, see how it feels, and then just send it back for free.
They have that calculator. I wonder if it works as well for non-straight sizes where you go put in like your kind of measurements and they go, you're of size.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not on everything, but on some stuff.
Oh, on specific items.
Yeah, because I'm like, what is this? But I bought all my maternity stuff on there. I've been many sizes. There's something for everyone out there.
App has gotten a lot smarter with ASOS and like learning what sizes the video is key.
I'm like everybody.
Every single store should have a video.
Let me see. Places that only have the dress hanging
is ridiculous. That doesn't help anyone. That doesn't help anyone.
Nava B does that.
Yeah. Absurd.
There's a couple places and I'm like, this kind of looks cute, but I can't risk you sending this from the UK.
Yeah,
right.
And me having to send it back.
Yeah, you know?
No, it's bonkers.
Absolutely.
But the ASOS app has started to learn. I noticed when you order clothes, it'll learn that, you know, the sizes that you send back. And so it starts to narrow down. So when I pick something, it says like, we would suggest that the size you want for this is this.
Yep.
And so that I found just very, very good.
That, yeah.
And it's incredible. Been pretty accurate. Ah. It's been pretty good so far.
I buy a lot of ASOS. Yeah.
But it's also so tricky because there is just no standardized sizing anywhere in the world.
Well, because also the things are made God knows where. So it's like, this is made in Hungary, and this is India, and this is China, and this is who knows.
I recommend if you have issues with jeans, not your daughter's jeans.
Oh, I've heard they're great.
Yeah.
I've heard they're great.
They hug right. Yes. Mm-hmm. They make you flat.
Yeah. I love that.
And they make you feel good because you usually have to wear a size down.
Fair. Love that. Vanity sizing, whilst I'm against it, I love it sometimes.
It makes me laugh so hard. I remember putting on, I pulled a pair of jeans, my size, and they're like, you're probably going to go one down. And I'd be like, I'm probably not. Don't worry about what's going on under here. And then I was like, can I get the size down?
Like,
you're like, I know you can't tell. Why wouldn't you want to make shopping more pleasant for people?
Exactly.
It's like, as a mastermind of a large attire company, wouldn't you be like, I want you to be happy when you're buying my product instead of miserable?
It's very interesting. My friend has been working with the Caruso, who make the malls like the Grove and the one in Palisades and the Americana. Right. And they spend so much money in research and figuring out what the customer pain point is, and the customer pain point is basically the length of time that you can spend in like a shopping environment before you're just like, all right, I'm tired, I'm done, I gotta go home.
Really?
So all like of their store minutes. Experiences are spent on like extending that pain point so that you are having the most pleasant experience for the longest amount of time. And so things like, you know, having services where you can drop off your bags so that you're not having to carry them around, having like where they space restrooms, how things are lit, how spaced out refreshment stands are, is all to keep you there for as long as possible. Yeah. But again, it's just like the difference in like going to a store or a shopping environment where you feel happy and comfortable mm-hmm. and taken care of and treated with respect versus, you know, as we're saying,
happened? Like, I have never enjoyed.
I love the Grove.
Oh, I used to love shopping.
Really? Love it. I hate it.
Well, it's sweaty. And that's the thing. Yeah, but that's the thing. Yeah. The point is, you've got to like,
got to care about the customer.
Like, you know, I'm a Louis and Gucci Chanel gal.
Same.
And you walk
nice,
into
nice place to be.
Yeah. Nice place to be. And depending on the location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some yep. I like, yeah. some I don't
yes,
like.
Indeed.
I have bought more stuff from that Louis over on Hollywood and Highland. And they get me like this. Oh. There was this one guy in there. I usually go and visit a bag.
Mm-hmm.
If I visit it like three times, just buy
same.
It.
Same. Yeah.
Just buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I do it the same.
If you're talking about, if you're texting your friends bangs, about this bag,
yeah.
buy the bag.
Yeah.
That's my thing. So
you visit a bag. It's like adopting a puppy.
So I used to, it is. So you got to get used to it. You got to be sure.
When I started going to Louis, I liked the Almas. It's the shape. It's the vernis, the shiny.
Mm-hmm.
They're pressed.
Yes.
Pressed LV and this shape. And they're not cheap.
Yeah.
And I would go in and I'd be like, oh my God.
Like how not cheap.
Yeah.
I remember taking a picture and texting it to my friend. She's like, oh, that is gorgeous. How much? Don't worry about how much it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I went back three times. It's like, can I see the bag? And so I look at the bag. I'm like, oh my God, it's so pretty. And he's like, and whoever it was, he went to the computer. He looked up. He goes, "Oh, there's only three left in North America." I was like
sold.
Ooh.
Add to cart.
Yeah. And I was like, "Oh my god!" It was like because it was a and it was a limited color.
Yes.
It was a color that wasn't coming back. Yeah. And then he was like, "Oh, here's the Zippy wallet," and I was like, "You son of a bitch!" But
he's
yeah. He knew how to work me. He knew how to make
I was an agent, we used to call that creating a marketplace. Just lying.
So
whatever works.
What's really interesting about bags is that they are seen as being, you know, obviously they can be, designer bags can be very expensive, and so it's kind of seen as this frivolous thing. However, they are actually incredible investments, and they are one mm-hmm. of the few luxury purchases that actually appreciate in value.
Yeah.
They appreciate more than jewelry, and to the point that most auction houses, like, you know, Sotheby's, Christie's, mm-hmm. And the rest, actually have bag resale divisions now.
Is
because
that true?
Most limited edition bags, like, if they're good condition, you will make a profit on selling them.
Mm.
And so these are, you know, it is more than buying I'm not a car person.
Mm-hmm.
I would always rather buy an expensive bag than like flex on a car.
I used to think I would be a car person and I'm not. Yeah. Like I realize I'm like, I mean, I want it to stay clean.
Yeah.
I love it. I lease now because I'm incorporated. Yeah. So I can push that towards the incorporation.
Yes.
But I get the same car.
Yeah.
I'm like the same color. I actually one year I was like, I feel like this color is a little bit different. He's like, no, it's the same. I was like, no, it's not the same color. But whatever, that's the color it is and what have you. But and it was different. They had changed the formula a little bit. But I thought I was like, I'm going to need this. I want when I can afford it. I'm like, no, I'm going to keep getting the same car. I'm like, can I get it? Can I get a cheaper monthly? Can you get it for cheaper? Give me the same car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you put the money where you want to put it. Also, the limited edition bag investment thing is a very good point. Because really, when you think about it, you're not spending money. You're just putting it in a bag-shaped bank account.
There you go. There you go. And also, with most expensive bags, it's just like, you pass them down as well. It's just like, you know, my grandmother's old Louis Vuitton bags, you know, they're still great. And actually look better as they age.
And to be able to have, to have a shape that you just can't get anymore, like, that's what's cool to me. Like, you know, there was a bag that I wanted, a Chanel bag that I wanted, and I just like, I don't want to spend the money. And then I remember going in and finally like sucking it up and being like, I'm going to go get this bag.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we don't make that anymore. And I was devastated. And that's why I was like, if you want the bag, get the bag.
Exactly. There's nothing.
Really
shopper's remorse is there's nothing worse. Knowing that you didn't buy the thing and it's gone forever. There is a pair of these Gucci wangy shoes that I didn't buy at the time, and they still haunt my dreams because they are. Cannot find them anywhere. Cannot find them anywhere.
Go to the Real Real.
Oh yeah, I tried.
See, Real Vestiaire.
Oh yeah, I've tried.
What goes around comes around. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen them one time there.
These are great.
Yes. One time on the Real Real, they weren't in my size. They were too small.
That's the thing, the size. A bag always fits.
Cut off my feet. Exactly. A bag always
fits the shoe. Not necessarily.
So true. It's so right.
That's why I feel like I have a lot of bags because I know. I mean, and they always fit in that. You know, for me, I have an issue with if I'm trying to do a crossbody because then they don't always fit.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want the bag... The bag's gonna, chances are, it's gonna work,
guys. I need a real upgrade. You know, I've had the same purse for 15 years.
I love that though. But again, it's a good.
I'm sorry. What is the bag?
It's just like a Claire Vivier crossbody.
Claire Vivier's bags are fantastic, and I love them.
It was a gift.
There you go. A free bag? Yes. That's like, even better.
It was a gift from a boss who was embarrassed by me. And was like, could you please, for the love of God.
I know so many people cannot... who have great bags because somebody else was embarrassed.
Yeah. She was like, your shoes are terrible. The tote bag that you bring, this like weird tote bag you bring your pack lunch every day. Like, you're an agent. Like, get it together. You know? And I was like, losing my shoes at UTA or whatever. And she was like, you can't do this anymore.
Well, that's what I mean, that would be the business that I start. That would be the business where I'm like, if you're in an industry where you're supposed to look good.
Yes.
And you're like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Let me help you get the basics.
Yes.
That is a good...
Let me help you get the basics.
I needed that. Thankfully, I had a mentor who was kind of like, walk me through it and was like, what are you doing? Oh, here's what it was. We changed agencies when I was like... We were at UTA and then all my bosses went to Endeavor. Mm-hmm. And then so I was at Endeavor W, whatever. But in the transition, she was like, listen, I can help you get this job. You have to promise me something. And I was like, what? She was like, you were going to dress up and you were going to wear heels every day of work. And I was like, ugh! And she was like, do you want a job? And I was like, okay. And I did it.
Heels. Whew.
And then I quit.
I can't live that life. I can't.
It's the whole thing.
But I'm about the dressing up. But that's, I mean, I watch my mother. She sets out her clothes. Yeah. She irons it, hangs it up. It's that she's wearing the next day. Sometimes she'll pick it for 2 days. You know, like,
see pictures I remember that night before.
Wow. I did my closet. Yeah. I did my closet in my home, and because I can see everything,
you wear more of your clothes. So it's so great.
Yeah. I pull the bag. I was like, I'm putting on the red shirt. Let me go grab one of the red bags.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
My friend Beth is a costume designer. She does the wardrobe for Glow and a bunch of other stuff. She did Key and Peele. She's done just a bunch of awesome stuff. And she was like, she's starting up this. She's like, let me do your wardrobe. Just let me do it. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, we'll do it before and after. And I was like, sending her a picture. I was like, here are my clothes. And I pulled out the drawer and it's like 3 pairs of jeans and like 7 of these. And she's like, I might have to bring clothes just so I can have a satisfying before picture.
Oh my
she was like, I'm going to pad this drawer. And I was like, I need help. I need professional help.
This is my closet before we did put the chandelier. Oh no, the chandelier's in there.
I love a chandelier in a dressing room.
Yes.
But it's hard to
beautiful.
Yeah, it's a beautiful. It's like a dressing room. It's a beautiful dressing room.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It just makes it so much easier.
You have to share that photo if you don't mind sharing.
Oh, let me see these shoes.
I might ask you for some of these photos.
So I have a bad ankle. So I can't wear a heel. These and I have big feet. So it makes it hard. So I wear a lot of sneakers.
Yeah.
And I wear flats. Yeah. But
are there any great places that you like to go for shoes, though, with bigger feet? Because that is something.
That has been a challenge.
Yeah.
I shop on Outlook, Nordstrom.com, you know, anywhere that'll... I've done the... What's the Zappos, but they don't have like necessarily great shoes.
They just have a lot of flats. Yes.
Yeah. So I get flats from there. But it just depends. It's like hit or miss. Nordstrom Rack, they have, because I wear between an 11 and a 12. Now that I'm older, my feet are spreading
they
more.
They get wider,
so,
I only just learned about that, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a kid.
The your feet bigger. Change. Say,
kids will make your feet bigger and then small, like various sizes.
That's crazy.
So you're not done. Because your bones get looser.
What?
Mm-hmm. Your bones loosen up.
I thought my bones were just my bones.
No, no. There's a hormone called relaxin that goes into all your joints.
What?
So that, you know, oh the baby gosh. Can get out. And it affects your feet kind of just like, they're like tectonic plates and they just like... And hopefully it all just comes back together.
That is buck wild. And swelling. That's like really bad.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Should we do Rosebud and Thorn?
Yes, I think of the week? Should. Yes.
Okay.
So Rosebud and Thorn is a game that we play with our son to get him to talk to us and to give us real details. We go, what was your rose, what was your bud, and what was your thorn? And he tells us his highlight of the day or week, his like low light, and then his what he's looking forward to. So we do like a beauty version where we go, what is mm-hmm. your beauty rose? And we go around and say like, what is something this week that happened that made you really happy, beauty, wellness related, and then your thorn, and then your bud. So... Who wants to start?
You start, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Beauty rose.
My rose, I think this week has been, so I have an outdoor shower at my house mm-hmm. and I have just been using it more often. So I'll use it every morning now after I work out and I go outside and have a really lovely shower with all of my products. But then I'm just like out in the open and it's me and butterflies and hummingbirds and it is wonderful. But yeah, it's just become kind of like part of like a, you know, part of a daily ritual that it feels very centering and very grounding and allows me to kind of like take a beat to think about what the rest of my day is looking like and things that are on the agenda. And yeah, and I love it. I love it so, so much. Yeah. And yes, this shower was only like $200 or something. And God, I don't know what the plumbing cost was, but hard recommend. That's if you have the space, one. Definitely do it.
An outdoor shower is the way to do it. And I got to tell you, with two small children, yeah. I wish we had an outdoor shower because to get them inside and right. up. And,
yeah.
and I did just the other day go yeah. like walk through the sprinklers. I'm walking out with shampoo,
yeah.
you know, and that's what we did.
Hose them
down. I wish I could do that every day. Yeah. And it's fun for them. It's I'm so uptight. I'm like yeah. an uptight mom. And like every once in a while, he's like, oh, you're fun today? I can just like run around outside. Is it okay if I do it naked? And I was like, yeah.
yeah.
Let me wash your hair.
Get an outdoor shower put in.
I know. Oh, we should. We really should. We will. My rose is I don't have a mustache, but that
yay.
I waxed it and yeah. we're good. No, it's the small victories of like I was just on vacation for 3 weeks, which is really just me taking care of two small children for 3 weeks, mm-hmm. and school's about to start. Thank goodness, so now I can get back into like my. My, you know, just like
routine.
Maybe I'll cut my nail, my crazy nails. Maybe I will get a haircut. Maybe yeah. I will, you know, like all the little things. Maybe I will take my vitamins again. Maybe yeah. I will meditate. Like all these little things that really add up. And as they're slowly, slowly coming back into my, like I feel so much better already. I've been in such a good mood right. the last 3 days because yeah. I'm like, like I'm clean. I've taken my right. vitamins. Kind of meditating sometimes.
So routine just, is so important for feeling stabilized.
The joy in these small things. How about yeah. you? What's your rose?
My rose. I think it's my new finding new items that make my skin feel nice.
Yes.
That made me happy.
Yeah.
I was very excited, especially when he was like, look at you all glowy. And that's, I was like,
when you get an outside.
I just got in the pool. Yes.
Truly, truly, half the time our roses, someone told me I looked
good. Okay. Yeah.
For me, it was my mom last time. My mom, I mean, I love my mom, uh-huh. but she notices yeah. it.
Right.
But when she was like, your skin looks good, I was like, oh.
It's also, 'cause it's so difficult to know what's working because you see your face every day. So it's very hard to notice the right. kind of incremental changes. But when someone outside, right. acknowledges like, you're right.
Well, that's my whole thing with off. Like the bags, and I'm yeah. like, it's so expensive. Blah, blah, blah. As yeah. soon as I get that first compliment I'm
worth
like,
every penny.
Worth it.
Worth it. Absolutely worth it.
How much money
would yeah. buy two?
Absolutely. What is the dollar value of a compliment? Yeah, $200.
Indeed, indeed.
$200. What about thorns? What's your thorn for the week?
Oh, my thorn this week is the British press versus Meghan Markle. Oh. It's so endless and it's so toxic and it's just so blatantly racist.
Oh, poor girl.
And it's just, you know, and it's all under, it's all trying to be disguised as something else and it's very clearly not. And just say that you don't like that a black woman is living in the palace and using the good china, it would be a lot quicker.
Right.
And yeah, it's
their worst nightmare.
It's honestly their worst nightmare. It's hilarious. Deal and they're just it honestly. And it is but it's
like a beautiful invasion.
It's bonkers. And yeah, I mean the other day there was this presenter, Eamon Holmes, actually called her uppity on national television. This really happened.
What?
It's bonkers. Oh, it's fully bonkers. And it's all, and it's just generally people being very, very cross that a black woman is living in a palace, but she is a princess and she's there forever and you're just gonna have to stay mad about it.
Wow. And you're paying for her life.
And you're paying for it. And you're paying for it.
Absolutely. Chef's kiss.
But yeah, so that's my thorn. So they just need to get it together.
That's very sad. Mine is that I have said this before. I love dairy. Dairy seems to be falling out of love with me.
No.
It's been a long process, but I think I might be done.
You might be like,
so wait, I switched. Dairy was like, I didn't realize I had a dairy thing. So my mother, one Thanksgiving, she was like, oh, bring me the apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you want to put ice cream? She's like, oh, I don't think I can do ice cream. Mm-hmm. Ice cream doesn't. And I realized, I was like, oh, that's what happens to me when I eat ice cream. Right. I just thought it was my body being weird. I never correlated.
Yeah.
And now I don't even take my lactate pills anymore.
Oh, wow.
My body,
you just
my
flipped.
Body gave up.
Yeah.
My body was like, all right, just
fine.
Eat it.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Just accepted it.
Wow.
Mine is going the other way for some reason. I think because I cut it out because it started bothering me. Mm. And then I was just like, screw it. I'm going to eat cheese every once in a while. No. Like I had a quesadilla the other day and I was like crumpled over in pain. Ooh. It was really bad. It's really, I love cheese so much.
I know, it's amazing. It's the best
thing. It's a lifestyle.
Yes.
It's not fair.
I did hear that cheese that's been melted, like broken down, is worse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
But like soft cheeses are good.
The fresh cheeses,
maybe? The soft cheeses should be better.
Okay.
But then again, I don't know if I'm mixing that up.
I think goat and sheep are easier.
Generally,
Like that's what I've noticed just from the extensive trial and error.
Right.
But there is something like it used to just make me break out, which I could deal with. I was like, fine, I'll just slap some whatever on. But now it's this stuff. Like now that it hurts my stomach. And then there's like different levels. I looked up this study on like Medline and there are different. There's first of all, ethnic people are not supposed to eat dairy. Like it was literally like 70%
of
people
we're not supposed to
Asia,
vote either, but look what we're doing.
85% of black people. It's like everyone shouldn't eat dairy except for like Northern Europeans. Whatever. It's delicious. That's not fair.
Exactly.
So I'm certainly not supposed to. But then there's like people who are lactose intolerant, which is like it just ruins them. Yeah, and then
that's
And then I think I am what they call a tolerant maldigester.
Mm.
Which is like, it gives you a little some trouble.
Yeah. I don't, there are actually some great cheese alternatives, or dairy alternatives for cheese that have just come out. So Miyako's.
I've had it. And it's I love that one. Cheese, man.
I know. I love real cheese. But I'd say that is the better of the non-dairy
really
cheeses.
Absolutely.
And it's not made with a bunch of false stuff and not a bunch of oils, which a lot of fake cheeses are. Mm-hmm. It's mostly right from like fermented
cultures,
which is like, so it's made like cheese is made, but from nuts,
like
which is
cheese.
Like pretty good.
My thought. Is that I went away to New York last week, and so that was when my cleaning lady would have come.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, can you come next week? And then she went away.
Oh no.
So now it's been 4 weeks since someone's cleaned
my house.
And I need, because I have a bad back. I can only vacuum so much for a little bit and then that sort of thing. So I've been like trying to like do a little pieces and it's just not enough because just the hair alone makes me want to scream. Yeah. Yeah. So she's coming tomorrow, so it will change my life.
That will be
That's a tough one. Because when you have like developed a system to maintain order in your environment and the slightest thing changes, you're like, my life is ruined.
Yeah.
Like it's just over. Yeah. What am I supposed to do? Just wait until she gets back?
Right.
It's so much.
Nightmare.
But she's coming tomorrow. So we got order will be restored. Yeah.
She gets back to town today.
Yeah.
Well, that could be your bud then. You're like, wait, or you can't wait for her to come back. That's your bud, Kim.
My bud is that I'm going on vacation for my birthday. So I'm very excited to just be able to do yoga every day, sleep, lay on a beach in a place with limited Wi-Fi. I'll be in Mexico.
Fun.
So yes, I'm very much looking forward to that. But also as a side note, I'm going to be swimming with a lot of in environments which have, you know, sea life. And so being mindful about sunscreens is important and kind of protecting that. So using sunscreens that don't have oxybenzones in them is a very big deal because that really, really messes with ecosystems. So Ren have a great, it's called Clean Screen. They have a really great one, which is oxybenzone free. And then for the body, Whole Foods do a great one, which is only $8, and it's a spray-on, and it's SPF 50, and it sun coverage for like an hour and a half, and doesn't damage marine life. So that I'm gonna be
good to know.
But check those things out, and so I'm just looking forward to vacation.
That's amazing.
It'll be good.
I am looking forward to school starting. My son is starting kindergarten. I work from home usually, but during the summer, everyone's there. And I'm an introvert. I need a lot of alone time to recharge so I'm not yelling at everybody. Right. And I haven't had any. And I haven't been home alone in maybe, I don't know, 6 weeks.
What?
Yeah.
That's horrifying to me.
And I had an hour by myself like 6 weeks ago.
What?
And then before that, I don't even know when. And so I am so looking forward to like him starting school, which is great. He's going to be so excited. And then like the baby being out doing something. I don't know what she's doing, like a music class. And I'm just going to lie there.
Just walk in the street, just going shopping.
In the silence and just like eat potato chips and like read a magazine.
Yes.
And it's like, it's going to be heaven.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be like a flight, like a quiet flight.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
it. It's so funny to me because I don't have kids. I'm in between seasons. It was a slow hiatus because I didn't work much.
Yeah.
Like everything's coming in this last month.
Yeah.
But I've had basically 5 months of nothing.
Oh, wow.
So I've been like in my house trying to think of shit to get me out of
that. Yeah.
Right.
Like, so, I mean, you know, I've gotten in the pool, but I don't like to get in the pool during the sun.
Exactly.
So I either get in the morning or I try to get in after 5. So I'm like, oh, it looks nice out there, but I'm not going out.
No.
So I'm like in my house and I'm just watching TV.
Yeah.
And I did start going to, because of my knees and my back, I started going to a stretch place regularly.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
Stretch Lab. Yes.
Ah,
I used to go to Stretch Pro LA, but I don't work out on this side anymore. So now I go to Stretch Lab and I love this one girl. And so I've been doing that. That's like like me getting out. I'm like, whoo.
Hiatus are funny times for being completely idle. And I would always find that was the time when I would develop weird hobbies. Mm. So there's one hiatus. I got really into making nut milk. And then there was another one that was
how much nut milk can you make?
A lot.
Okay.
A lot. Right. And then there was the flower arranging hiatus. I took one flower arranging class. I'm like, this is my new hobby. This is something. Because you just start to go stir crazy for a while.
That's
my bud, it just came to me. Yeah. I will be going to my first fashion week.
That's exciting. Okay.
This is huge.
Going to my first fashion week this week. So not this week. I think I'll leave September 4th or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think I'll be able to like, you know, talk to people, be like, what's up?
Yeah.
You
know?
How are you?
Yeah.
Do you know what shows you're going to?
I'm supposed to be going to Christian Siriano. Ooh. And then there's like a dinner for 11 Honoré, which is doing, you know, the plus sizes from designers that are doing, and they're not doing plus sizes, they're doing pieces for plus. And that one's tough because it's high end. So it's the sale items are $1,200.
Yeah.
I'm not paying
$1,200
for that jumpsuit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But there are some lovely things, and if we can get enough people doing,
yes.
trickle down.
And if you can get those pieces on people in the public, then hopefully that stuff exactly trickles
down.
I mean, you're number two on a call sheet now. You should be getting some freebies.
Not yet.
Excuse me?
My friend. Not yet.
That seems crazy to
that's
me.
But
soon, but after Fashion Week. That's a good bud.
So I'm looking forward to that. I'm just hoping that the seats are wide enough, because I know how close the seats are, and everybody sits really, really close. And they're like, you have to make space for
yes.
Get my ass in the seat.
100%.
Make a big stink. That's the kind of thing people have to be super loud about, I think. Just be like, guys, did you even consider?
Right.
I am not, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Awesome.
This has been such a delight. Is there anything that you want to talk about that's coming up? I mean, the show obviously is going to come back. And
I'm a huge fan
of the show. I watched it in 2 days.
Yeah.
And
while you were flower arranging.
We got 3 extra episodes this season.
Ooh, that's
excellent.
Very exciting.
Excellent. 16.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Anything else? Anything else that you want to talk about, or
anything to plug?
That's a
lot. Anything you're selling?
I mean, a TV show and a book is a lot.
I have the new book that I'm reading on Audible. I'm not sure when it comes out, but that look for that. It's an Audible original.
Ooh,
where that I'm the star. Yeah.
Amazing. What's the title?
I can't remember. I mean, the character is Tunica Jones.
Okay.
And so I don't remember if it's just called Tunica Jones or if it's called something else.
But we will find the name out, and we will put it in the show notes and link to it so that people can buy it and download it and listen to it. And amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. This is awesome.
All right. For show notes, including links to the products, services, people, and causes mentioned on this episode, you can subscribe to our official newsletter, Stuff and Things, through the link in our show notes or at foxybrownspod.com. See you next week.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.